So, now just secure the strap here and... Oh. Oh. Sasha? Sasha, why is he awake? Oh well. That is unfortunate. I thought the anesthesia would be able to put you to sleep until after the operation. Ah, yeah. Yeah, of course. Start screaming and try to free yourself with useless kicks and arm flapping. It's not gonna be any use. The steel cuffs are made in Germany. Besides, it's not like I'm gonna murder you or anything. If you really want to know, I need something from you. And there is no way I can get it that doesn't involve you being strapped to this operation table. You will be part of a very important project of mine. Now that you asked so nicely, the project is the following. I am building my perfect companion, my lover and husband. And for that, I need something from you. I'm going to be blunt about this. I need your dick. By which I mean I literally need it. I will operate it off of you. Yeah, of course. More screaming and more useless kicking. I'm sure that will do it now. There's no way out, dearie. I'm sorry about that. But since I'm not a heartless bitch, I will give you a new dick, a bionic one. Don't look so shocked. I developed it myself, and it's better than your old one anyway. I designed it to provide your object of penetration ultimate pleasure. The ladies, or gentlemen, whatever you prefer, will be all over you with that thing. Pinky promise. However, you won't feel anything of that. Oh, don't look at me so sad. I had to decide on whether to make it so you could feel something or to instill automatic thrust control. And automatic thrust control is amazing. Of course it's super safe. I worked on this kind of technology for ages. It's my masterpiece. I already replaced the best tongue I could find with something similar. Sasha, come and show him.
Yes, mistress. You see? This thing is completely safe. And it was just a prototype. I do get some occasional electroshocks, but I don't mind them too much. Hold on. Are you trying to bribe me into letting you go? Oh, sweet boy. I'm afraid that won't work on me. My heart belongs to science. And women. But mostly science.
All right. Please take on the last preparations for my husband's arrival. I will take care of this myself.
Yes, mistress.
So I decided, since I know you're making a great sacrifice here, I will give you one last blowjob. I'm actually quite good at giving head. It's gonna relax you immediately. There. I know that not all women enjoy giving blowjobs as much as me. So your new dick can be activated a bit more easily. Just a few strokes with a warm hand and it's good to go. But this cock, it's so gorgeous. Mm. tastes so great. I'm gonna love sucking off my new husband. Oh, I love everything about this cock. It's amazing. Ah, look, you're already flushing. All the blood is flowing down to this thick, beautiful member. Once my new husband is alive, I will adore and worship this cock every day. Does this feel good for you? Oh, of course it does. There are few things I love more than the feeling of a thick, beautiful cock swelling between my lips. Feeling as it engorges and hardens. Ah, it's simply mesmerizing. Oh, look at you. You're trying to hold back your moan. But I know you love it. Oh, let it happen. Oh, that will make everything so much easier. You're even thrusting. However, you should not forget, this isn't your cock anymore. This is my husband's big, beautiful cock. I love choking on this cock. Oh, I need to pleasure it. I want to feel it in all my heart. For now, coating it in my spit and feel it squeeze in my throat is enough. My husband and I will have so much fun. There we go. Let go. I will make this cock come, whether you want it or not. I want all its precious fluids running down my throat. The thought of hot sweet cum and its taste in my mouth. I want it so much. Empty those balls in my mouth so I can finally have your cock all to myself. come on. Oh, I need it. I need it. I need to drink it all. Now, are you feeling a bit better? Yeah, I didn't think so. I will put you to sleep now. Once you wake up, it will be all over. And now stop the struggling and stop the screaming. Soon, it will be all over.
Hey! Hey! Wake up! Wake up!
Yes, thank you, Sasha. Hello, sleepyhead. I wanted to wake you up so you can witness it. My husband. He is ready. This is the happiest moment of my life. This is what I worked for so hard. I won't be alone any longer. You know what they told me? They told me that no man would ever want me. That I'm too crazy, too intelligent, too determined, too obsessive. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they think of me. It doesn't matter what you think of me. Because now, I will finally have someone worthy. I will finally have someone who understands me. And who will desire me with every fiber of his being. Finally. The moment is finally here. Quite a good scene, isn't it? One woman, crazy. One, very confused. Spectator, strapped to an operation table. Involuntarily gives cock for the pleasure of this crazy woman. Sasha, it's time now.
Yes, mistress.
Look. He's moving. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive.
Yay! We have spit in God's face!
Damn right we did. Look. His eyes are open. And he is sitting up. Those gorgeous muscles. Those strong arms. His beautiful cock. Sasha, go prepare everything for the celebrations while I spend some time with my new handsome soulmate. Sweetheart, can you understand me? Can you not? Good. You're such a smart boy. And you are quite handsome as well. Don't worry about the stitches. They will fade after you got fully accommodated to being alive. But don't worry, my dear. I will guide you. I will make sure that you enjoy life to the fullest. You, what are you? Oh, darling. You haven't even been alive for 5 minutes and you're already all over me. Your cock is half stiff. Maybe I should have waited until it's totally flaccid again before the transplantation. But I just couldn't wait. Ah, babe. You're so gorgeous. Now we can finally be together. And I can't wait. I need to have you now. Ah, you see, isn't he amazing? My beautiful creation. My perfect lover. I can't wait to finally feel his marvelous cock inside of me. But dear, I know you want to fuck me, but I might not be able to take your delicious thick cock without a lot of moisture. Do you see him strapped down to the table? Him? I will pull my panties down. And you just lift me up and sit me down on his face. While he eats me and prepares me for you. I will suck your beautiful cock. What do you say to... what are you... lifting me up so swiftly. Didn't I tell you he's perfect? Let me straddle your face. Do you enjoy the view of my pink, sweet pussy hovering above you? I know it smells enticing, right? Makes you want to eat it. So good. Come on, do it. Ah, finally. I will grind your face while sucking off this amazing cock. I know you couldn't resist. Come on, push your tongue deep in there. Lick it good while I grind you. And suck off my new perfect lover. Yes. Now I can finally be with him. I can finally feel his amazing cock inside of me. And while we're at it, how about we take that bionic cock of yours for a test ride as well? After you lick me to orgasm, that is, I want to be really, really wet. And welcoming for him. For his amazing big cock. So you better prepare me good. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't get enough. I want to choke on it. I got an idea. So many naughty things together. Darling, I can't wait anymore. I need you to fuck me. I need you right now. As for you, let me just activate your new dick real quick. So, there we go. Impressive, isn't it? Just a few strokes, and it's good to go. Now, another pretty neat feature is that it reacts just like a normal penis to stimulation, except instead of pre-cum, it uses lube. Doesn't that sound amazing? Are you still not convinced you have the greatest dick ever? I'll just give it a few more strokes with my warm hand. There we go. Why is it necessary for it to be lubed up? Because I will sit myself down on your cock. It will go up my ass. So the sensation of my darling lover fucking me will be even more intense. What, you never fucked a girl's ass before? Ah, that's too bad. Especially now that you can't feel anything. And the girls will line up for it. But you will just remain pleasureless while they enjoy your new robotic cock. Now, I will just pull my coat off completely and crawl to the other end of the table. Oh, it feels so good. I really am a genius. You should thank me for equipping you with it. Whether I had anal before. Well, I trained myself a bit, so me and my lover could have some more naughty fun. Oh, but for now, darling, lift up my legs and fuck me, will ya? Feels so full, naughty, amazing. This is the most intense experience of my life. Both my creations bringing me such pleasure. Thrust a bit more, dear. Hold up my legs. Bounce me up and down. Oh my God. That's it. Don't hold back. Oh yes. fuck me in my tight little hole. Like a naughty little whore. You're all mine. And I'm all yours now, babe. And you've got the most amazing cock in the world. Shove it into me. Feel how tight I am. Made, warm, inviting, wet. Fuck me, dear. It feels so good. It feels so good. Being used like this. I craved this for so long. Fuck me harder. Push your cock inside of me. Oh, my ass has felt so good. You down there. Try to buck your hips a little bit. Automatic thrust control should do the rest. My own brilliance surprises me all over again. This is groundbreaking. It feels and looks just like a real cock. And yet it's so advanced and so good. Congrats on being a sex god among humans. All of that thanks to my technology. Now keep bucking. Keep bucking, both of you. Both of you, come on. This is so amazing. It feels so hot. Keep thrusting, dear. I want to come in your cock. I want to cover it in my juices. I want to mark it. I want to mark you as my creation. Oh yeah. Keep going. I want less love. Keep going, both of you. Keep thrusting. Can't believe how amazing that was. And all thanks to me and my brilliant mind. So how did it feel for you down there? You don't have to answer, I'm just teasing. I know you didn't feel anything. I'm kinda sorry for using you like a sex toy for me and my new lover. But then again, I gave you the most amazing dick woman has ever seen. And I even tested it myself. I'm gonna need a shower now. However, first, I will put you under anesthesia again. Sasha will later drive you out somewhere. You will wake up far, far away from here. And I don't think anyone will believe you that you were abducted and had your cock taken away by a mad scientist. After all, this cock looks and feels terribly authentic. And there is nothing left for me than to wish you well and to thank you Now just take a deep breath and count to 10. Soon this will all just be a blurry, surreal, wet dream.